Okay, so we're starting with the page Gemara. I cut up the Gemara a little bit just to get the pieces you need. So, number one is the Mishnah, which actually starts Chazayin and Aleph, but the part we need the Mishnah is on Chazayin and Beis, so that's the top piece of side one, which is starting with the fourth line. V'chein mi shohayah over achor beis ha-knesset, so shohayah beis ha-samach beis ha-knesset, somebody's walking behind shul, or lives in their shul, v'shama kol shofar, or kol megillah, and they hear the sound of the shofar or the sound of the megillah, and keep in leave a yotza, if that's a yotza, I'm lav lo yotza. Afo pisha zeh shama, zeh shama, zeh keep in leave a, zeh lo keep in leave a. Meaning, obviously, the Mishnah seems to mean kavana makes a difference, right? Hearing it's not enough. You have to have kavana. So the question is, what is the necessary kavana? What's the necessary kavana? So that's a question we're going to discuss. Okay. So the Gemara, right below, turns to the first half of the Mishnah, and then by the end of the bottom of the page, which is already the next page in the Gemara, Chav Chesman Aleph, where it says two, so right before that, it says, right before the underline, it says, Sholchu le labur de Shmuel. They ask Shmuel a question, Kfa'o v'yocha matza yatza. So this is the beginning of the discussion of this piece of the Mishnah, all right? They're saying, well, what if somebody forced somebody to eat matzah, and they ate matzah on Pesach, the night of Pesach, so yatza. So so that's what he answered. The father Shmuel has said, is yotze. So the question is, number one, what is the case? Kfa'o kaman, kfa'o man, who forced him? Ilema, or what does it mean, forced him? Ilema, kfa'o shade, he was forced by a shade, meaning he's a little bit insane. V'tanya itim, chalim itim shote. So chalim means healthy, right? It's interesting, the word chalim means sick, but the word chalim means healthy in terms of, like, aware. So a person who is sometimes aware and sometimes shote, sometimes is insane, so to speak, or deranged, whatever term I use. So kshuchilem, chalim hareku pikeach. When he's healthy, he's considered like a regular person who understands everything. Everything. And when he's crazy, so he's crazy for everything. Meaning, so if he was crazy, quote shade, he's putter from mitzvahs altogether. So then it's not relevant. And if he's healthy at that moment, so then he's healthy. So then he's chayav. So therefore that can't be the meaning. So therefore, Ravashi says no, it means something else. Kfa uhu parsiim, Persians, goyim, forced him to eat. They forced him to eat. They shoved it down his throat against his will, right? He has no mind, he has no intent to fill the midst of eating matzah, but obviously he's eating, he knows he's eating, right? Amarava zosameres hatakeh lo shir yotza. So if that's the case, Rava says, oh, so now what did this person eating matzah do? First thing, matzah, ate matzah with no intent to do the mitzvah. I mean, you could say he didn't have intent to eat, but he ate. In other words, he did the matzah. You can't say he didn't intend to chew, to swallow. In other words, he did it against his will, but obviously he had the intent to chew and to swallow, even though he did not intend to do the mitzvah. So Rava is also married, Hatokel Lashir Yosef, that's the case. So somebody who blows the shofar, and obviously hears it also, for the sake of melody, but they blow the sounds. No, it's not blowing the Shem Mitzvah. They're blowing it because they like music. Tkia, Shvarim, Tkia, fine, okay, they blow it. So it should be Yose. Because similarly, they did the act, or they heard the act being done. So Gemara says, Pshita, of course, Hainu Hach, same thing. So they said, no, Ma'u Detema, Hasam, Achol, Matzah, Marachmana, V'Achal. No, you could say when it comes to eating matzah, if so, the Mitzvah is Achila. Well, he ate. Intent, not intent, he ate. Okay? Aval, next page, slide two, Aval Hacha, Zichron Shua Ksiv. So Zichron Shua is not just an activity of listening. He has to know what he's doing. Zikaron, it's like some, you know, mental state. V'haim Yisasek B'almahu. And he has no mental intent to listen because his intent is music, not Mitzvah Shofar, right? The person eating the matzah ate the matzah. The person listening to the shofar was just listening to music. He wasn't listening to, I'll call it the chefza of the mitzvah. He was just listening. Okay. So Rashi says, top line, kamash malan, afagad misase ku yotza the mitzvahs ain't shuas kavana. Oh, so now let's go back. So Rava says the smarta toker l'shir yotza, right? So he says, well, okay, fine. So matz, of course, yotze he ate. What about over here? He says no. So kamash malon, meaning I might think he's misasek. He's not really intending to do the mitzvah. He's just listening to some song. Kamash malon, no, he is yotze. That's what Rava was saying. That it's the same. Kosova Rava, mitzvos ain trichos kavana. Because after all, his intent is not to be yotze the mitzvah. His intent is to hear music. Happens to be he's hearing the sound of the shofar, and he's going to be, and according to Rava, he's yotze. Okay, Esve, question is asked. Hoya kor b'Torah v'giyas mana mikra. This is about Shema. He's reading the Torah. It comes to the time to read Kriya Shema. He's up to Kriya Shema in the Torah. Right? He's learning the Torah. He's, practicing, learning, whatever he's doing. He's not doing it l'shem mitzvah Kriya Shema, but he's reading the right words. Right? Im kivin libu yotzeh, lo kivin lav lo yotzeh. There we say, if he had kavan, he's yotzeh. If not, no, yotzeh. My lav, kivin libu yotzeh. What does it mean? Lo likros, my lo kivein libo, lotseis, lo likros. Not he didn't have in mind to be yose, he didn't have in mind to read. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Likros, hokokari, but he's reading. Okay, so the Gemara answers, no, bekore lahagia, because he's not reading for the purpose of reading, he's reading for the purpose of checking the script. Okay. Now Rashi says, third line, Af Kriya Ein Kan Ela Magam Game. So, if you ever listen to somebody be Magia Sefer Torah, they don't actually read the words where they are. They read the words the way they're written. So, example, you have to ace Hashem Elokecha B'chol B'chol. If you had a word where you had a vav in the middle, like for an O, vav, you would pronounce the vav, which you don't do normally, you just say O. But because he's being magia, he's checking the letters, he would pronounce the vav. Right? It's Elokeinu, it doesn't have a vav in it. I'm trying to think, like, what has a vav in it? But if it was Elokeinu had a vav, it would be Elvahakeinu, like that, right? So he's really not reading, he's not reading it. All right, so that's what he's saying. He's like, yeah. Okay. Where are we? Toshma. Hayover achor b'sneses. Now it brings a brisa, similar to our Mishnah. Hayover achor b'sneses. Shoy b'so, somach b'sneses. Shema kol shofro, kol tkiya, o kol megillah. Kim l'yotze, lav lo yotze. Right, so that's the same as our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is one more line, but that's the same as Mishnah. My lav. And kivin libo lotseis lo lishmoa, right? Kibo libo not lotseis. He has a mind to hear. V'hashama, so he did hear. So it says no savor chamor bealmahu. He thought it was a donkey braying, right? So at the 7:30 minyan this morning, I don't know where you were, but somewhere around 7:45, 7:50, did your phone buzz? Did your phone do something?
Yes.
There's an Amber Alert. Okay. And it sounded like everybody's blowing shofar in shul. That's what it sounded like. It's amazing, all right? It's good material for Rosh Hashanah. Jewish material. But anyway, the point is, it's a random sound, all right? So he doesn't know what it is. He's outside the shul. He doesn't know what he's hearing. He's hearing some sound. So therefore, that's what he's saying. V'hashama ace, okay. Chamor be'almuhu, so therefore we can't be yotze. Esve, niskaven shomea, v'lo niskaven mashmia. What if the listener had kavana, but the blower didn't have kavana? Or mashmia, lo niskaven shomea, or the blower had kavana, the listener did not have kavana, lo yotze. Actually, yiskaven shomea, umashmia. You need the kavana both. So Gemara says, bishlamo niskaven mashmia, v'lo niskaven shomea, kasor v'chamor be'almuhu. Okay. If the blower has kavana, and the listener doesn't have kavana, what does it mean? It means the listener doesn't know what he's hearing. He doesn't have kavana for shofar because he just thinks he's hearing a donkey braying, right? So how could it happen that the blower doesn't know what he's doing? The blower is blowing. So he has kavanah to blow, obviously. So he says, no, yeah, but la betokea l'shir. Right? Maybe he's talking about that he's tokea l'shir, he's tokea to sound the noise, to just play music, and that should be no good, which the Gemara starts saying it is good, right? So the Gemara answers, no, duma dekom manbach nevuche. Right? So Rashi says the fourth line, third and fourth line, not nevuche.
You have to have kavanah for blowing and hearing.
Well, the Rav is saying you don't have to have kavanah. Oh,
okay.
The Gemara here is saying the listener and the they do have to have kavanah.
But for both.
Both the listener and the blower have to have kavanah.
Yeah, but that's how we do it. When somebody blows, we listen.
Right.
And has kavanah.
Okay, and what if you hear you don't have kavanah?
What if you don't have kavanah?
Or what if he blows and he doesn't have kavanah for you?
Right,
so those cases Shulchan Aruch, both those cases Shulchan Aruch is no good. Meaning, if you walk by, that's the case here. If you walk by a shul,
you're down in the second minyan. You hear the first minyan blowing shofar.
Yeah, okay, fine. So the point is that if you hear somebody blowing, the person blowing in general in shul has in mind to be motzi whoever's listening, because they don't know who's in shul. They don't have a chart in front of them, right? Whoever's listening is listening, in shul, out shul, whoever they are, whoever's hearing it, right? So if you hear that one, that's why he says a harbich nesis, you could be yotzei, right? Because the mashmiah's, that's not the gemara, that's in the psak. The mashmiah has in mind to be motzi whoever's listening, and the listener has in mind to be yotzei, because he knows what he's hearing, all right? But what if he doesn't know what he's hearing? What if he's hearing the sound of a donkey, he thinks? Or what if he's hearing the sound of somebody playing music, all right? So that's what he says, you need both, right? Now if you walk by a shul, you know what the guy's doing. If you walk by a house, there's two problems. A, the person blowing in the house doesn't have you in mind, because he's only blowing for the person in the house, the sick person he's blowing for. And secondly, you don't know why he's blowing. Maybe he's blowing to practice, because he didn't do a good job the first day, now he's practicing for the second day. Right? So Gemara, the Gemara concludes, fourth line, Rashi, kashir tekiya. So he says, oh, he has in mind just to be, you know, tooting. And he's not blowing to have in mind proper sounds, right? But he ends up blowing proper sounds. It's okay. So the Gemara sound right now, it sounds like it ends that if he blows proper sounds, even though he didn't have in mind to blow for the mitzvah, sounds like it's okay. That's what the Gemara seems to say over here. We'll go further. Okay. Now we're skipping from the middle of Chaf Chesam Abayis to the top of Chaf Tes. Next page. We just skipped half a page of Gemara. Half the page of Gemara, just to see the next line. Amar Abai Matar Yosham Bishmini Basuka Yiloka. So he talks about a lot of people who are doing things unintentionally, not for the sake of the mitzvah. So somebody sleeps in the sukkah the night after sukkah. So you live in Israel, Shmini Atzeres, no mitzvah, and now you're sleeping in the sukkah. So you're over about Tosef or not, because you're doing a mitzvah an extra day. No, you don't have in mind. That's the question back and forth. Does that count? Kavanah does count. Kavanah does count. And it goes back and forth. There's kavanah, different kinds of kavanah, for mitzvah, not for mitzvah, for an aveira. So that's not our issue today. We're just focusing on the mitzvah's kiyah shofar, the mitzvah of hearing shofar. Okay, so the last line on Chaf Chesam Beis, I wrote on to the next line. Next, onto it, right? Amalev Zera L'Shmaye. Shmaye, or Shmaya, means his servant. That's what Shmaya, that's what we're, the servant, or attendant, the servant. So Zera says to his servant, Jewish, obviously, Ichavein v'takali, have kavana, and bimotzi me. Look in the Rashi, right up on the right, Tiskavim l'skar b'shmi, Lotzieni dechovasi, very, very powerful Rashi, have in mind to be tokea for me, not just for the same shofar, have him to go for me, to fulfill my obligation specifically, right? So Rav Zera seems to be very, very, like, you know, mandating, must be, you know, full kavana. Amokosav mashmiya boy kavana, right? So it implies the one who's blowing has some kavana for the listener, which, of course, is again, we paskin. Okay, fine, Mace face. Now the Gemara is going to ask from our Mishnah, or from the Brisa, same. Right, kavana, yes. Right? And if he had kavana, so what good is it? Right? Why do you think the blower has him in mind? Right? So the Gemara says, no, hacha b'shliach tzibur askinan. The dati akule alma, right? The one who blows in shul is blowing for whoever hears. Right? Okay, so therefore you have the blower and the listener both out kavana. Toshman is kavin shamea, velon is kavin mashmia. The blower, the listener has kavana, not the blower. Or is kavin mashmia, velon is kavin shamea. Or the blower has kavana, but the listener doesn't have kavana. Lo yotzach is kavin shamea mashmia. So that's of course the end of the Mishnah. Here it's a different brisa, but it's the end of our Mishnah. You have to have both. Katani mashmia dumi de shamea. Ma shamea shmea laatzmo, mashmia mashmia laatzmo. Right, they have to have in mind. The katani lo yotza tanoihi. The tana shomea shomei latzmo mashmi mashil latz lefi darko. All right, so shomei has to hear for himself. Mashmi has mashil lefi darko, meaning he has everybody in mind who's listening, because the person blowing, of course, knows he's not blowing just for himself. I mean, you don't have hundreds of people blowing in shul at the same time. One person's blowing, he's blowing for everybody. On Rabbi Yossi, we've been removed shteach tzibur. Again, Rabbi Yochid lo yotza, it's just kavin shomea l'mashmia. So you come to the same conclusion about the, quote, the generic case. If you blow in shul, you motzi everybody. If you don't blow in shul, you only motzi those people who you have in mind. That's the mashmia. But the end of the Gemara is, like Rava and Rava, it's either Rava or Rava, it's actually a different variant reading. Rava or Rava says mitzvos, ain't shuchas kavana. Right, that was that end. And Rav Zeira obviously holds mitzvahs that this does require kavana. Okay, so now the question, we'll say a piece of the question before us, here. A piece of the question before us, we're up to here. A piece of the question before us is, so if the Rava says mitzvahs don't need kavana, is there another way that why shofar might need kavana? Even if you say mitzvah in general don't need kavana, right? Maybe there's another way. Why reason why here you need mashmiya shomea have to have kavana? Okay, so you have the Rambam here. So the Rambam.
Can we have Zifron Shula up there? First line.
Yeah, so that's Rava. That's Kosova Rava. That's Rava's opinion.
No, but wouldn't that be the answer why we would need kavana? Because normally you wouldn't need kavana, but here because.
Okay, so what's the so what kavana is necessary? What does zichron mean?
More than,
what
is, more
okay,
than
so does zichron mean? Okay, so fine. So does but zichron doesn't have to mean kavana l'mitzvah. It can mean kavana l'shmiya, kavana l'trua.
Right.
So we don't know what is the kavana necessary for shofar. Right. If you assume like Rava, this is losu's kavana. It's not losu's. We've shown him.
Right.
Whether it's
Yusuf
or not. Okay, but Rava holds like this, Rav Zeira holds like that. Okay. So how about the Rambam? The Rambam says like this. Okay, so the first, I just put down the first halacha, called Mishmat, called Shofar. So it's a mitzvah, fine. Okay. Halacha da, Mesasik b'tkiya Shofar l'slamed, lo yatsa yidei chavaso. Somebody who's blowing Shofar for the purpose of learning, lo yatsa yidei chavaso. V'china shomem nesasik lo yatsa, simply somebody who hears, from somebody who's mesasek, who's blowing, for whatever reason he's blowing. I mean, the Rambam gives the example of Islamid, to learn, right? But obviously it could be Lashir, maybe, okay? But here's the Islamid. So he's not Yotzi. Niskavin Shomea, let's say the Rosa, Niskavin Tokel Hotzi. If the Shomea has Kavana and the blower does not Kavana. Oh, Niskavin Tokel Hotzi, oh, or the blower has Kavana and Niskavin Shomea, the listener does not Kavana. Let's say it's Loitzo, the Chavos, Niskavin Shomea, Shmia, you need both. Okay, so that's the conclusion of Gemara. That's like Rav Zeira, right? The Rambam seems to paskin like Rav Zeira. Okay, so the Rambam holds mitzvah through kavana,
need both for
or not?
The listener only, right?
What is it?
You need both for the listener.
The listener and the blower both have to have kavana.
If the blower has kavana, it doesn't count if the listener doesn't.
That's correct.
So if you go to somebody's house where they're sick and they're really knowing that you blow kavana.
Okay, so the question is, what does kavana mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so we learned actually during the week in the. Called the end state of the halacha is that if somebody comes to, we'll take shul for it. Somebody comes to shul and is sitting in shul for because they know they're going to be shofar and they don't have when shofar blows in mind. Oh yeah, I got to be yotzei the mitzvah. They're still yotzei because obviously why they're there. So never mind the people are talking and all that. So that's the question why they're there. But let's assume people are just there. They're not like focused. L'shem mitzvah, shviya shofar now, they're still going to be yotzei because they're there for the purpose of hearing the shofar. Okay. They're not doing anything else. That's for sure. If they're doing something else, that ruins the kavana. But they're not doing anything else. They're just there listening. And they're not thinking, L'shem mitzvah. All right. So in the end of the day, we can say that that's enough to be yotze. Even some of the posts can say, even the Baal Tokea, obviously has a mind. He's a shofar for the shul. Obviously has a mind. So for that moment, he doesn't have a mind. What moment? 100 moments. So, you know, he gets his shvarim tekiah to run through in the middle someplace, and he's thinking, okay, I got to blow one breath or two breaths. He's not thinking necessarily got to be motzi everybody at this second, but of course that's why he's there. So in the end, we hold that's enough. Okay, but you still need this kavana. That's like, we'll call it understood kavana. Okay, let's go back to here. So the Rambam apparently holds that you need kavana, right? Okay. But the Rambam Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah brings the case of Agamara, Halacha Gimel, Perkel Gimel, Alcha Matzah below Kavana, Gilon Shansu Goyimel Listim, that's the Parasim in the Gemara, Lechoy de Lechol, they force him to eat, Yotzei de Chavoso, he's Yotzei. Right? So why is he Yotzei? Right, then the next case about the, he's crazy. They'll leave that case, not, we don't need that case. So Kesef Mishnah, it's like Kesef Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef Cairo, right, Shulchan Aruch. He says like this, Kam Shemel, it says, Rav Abal Hamagin Mishnah, Zal, Hevi, Hidu Rav Zera. Basically, Kesef Mishnah and Magen Mishnah bring the same issue. They bring Rav Zera, Perkru based in, they Amar Lishmaye to his servant, Ichad Mitokale, blow for me with Kavana. Umaskana Ach Ichad Mishmah Mashmia. Conclusion is, you need. V'tom Div Rabbeinu Zal, Shepasak Perk Vav, Me Hiluch Zom Sumatza. So Magen Mishnah has a question, Kesef Mishnah quotes the question, because Mishnah quotes it a little more succinctly and clearly, so that's why I put it here. Shemelcha Matza Belo Kavana, Gon Shansu Akum Yotza. Zener Bigamara, Shukadas, Mishom, and Mitzvahs, Ainsrius, Kavana. Right? But the Hisrach Khan, Kavana, Shomer, Mashfi. Of course, all the bold in the italics is mine, okay? But Hisrach Khan, but here, by Shofar, he required Kavana, Shomer, Mashmi. All right? And his topic, just a little aside, some of the Rabbeinu Zal, Gabi Masa, Im Hiamitis, Im Kolze, Yishev, Hanuscha. Meaning, if you have a different Nusach, the whole problem is gone. Okay, so that's a little aside. But then, he leaves that. That's gone. V'aran zal kasav v'zel l'shon v'chein pasuk harambam zal v'perek beis v'shofar so shichah mashmiel l'otzir shmel l'tzeis halav v'chle yotza ela v'perek v'v mihochot chan b'sumatza kasav v'kafu v'chamatza yotza v'lo pligo adidei adidei. Yeah. So over there, in the case of matza, there is no machlokes. Nobody disagrees. Right? Nobody disagrees. The sphere lay that the kiyah shofar came in the chazin under Rav Zeira Amar Lishmai Yichad Mitokin Lenaktina Sar Kavana. Abakfu Bechamatza came in the chazin of the Gemara. Mind the Polygalay. Lo dechina la afagav the kiyah shofar lo yotza. Hacha yotza. Very interesting. That's all interesting. The next two words more important. Right? He says, well, because nobody disagrees in the matzah case. And here they do disagree. So obviously, so in the matzah case, nobody disagrees. So obviously, he said, okay, fine, so he's Yotze. But he doesn't have the question, so why? Why doesn't anybody disagree when it comes to chomet, when it comes to matzah? Why does everybody hold, it's fine, they stuff it down his throat, he's Yotze. So there's the next two words. Shekein nehene. Okay, he ate. I mean, he went through the whole activity of eating matzah. It's a different kind of activity. This is where the point. It's a different activity than listening to shofar. Right? Okay. So now...
Wait, this, I enjoy hearing the shofar. I don't need kavana.
No, that's not an activity. What kind of activity? What'd you do? You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. You didn't do a matzah. What'd you do a matzah of? Did you do a matzah mitzvah? You did a matzah, maybe, or you did a passive matzah. You didn't do a matzah mitzvah.
By eating matzah, I did a mitzvah too, no?
By eating the matzah, yes, right. By eating the matzah, you did.
They forced me to eat, I wasn't going to eat it.
But you did the activity of the mitzvah.
All right.
Right?
And so what's the activity by Shmiya Shofar?
Oh, so we have to get to that.
I have a hearing aid, and I turn it up. I'm proactive. I'm not simply passive. I actually hear the blast of the shofar by turning it up. If I didn't turn it up, I wouldn't hear it.
So that's a very serious question. And the serious question is, really, if you have a hearing aid, you should not have it on for shofar.
Right.
Unless you can't hear at all without it. So that's life. So then you have to, otherwise you don't have it. Right? Right? I have hearing aids. No? I take them off for shofar.
What?
No, it's a microphone. It's not a kol shofar. It's a kol havara. It's a whole different question. It's a kol havara. Okay, and I could hear perfectly well without them, right? Softer women's voice I can't hear so well, high pitches I can't hear so well. The shofar here, men's voice I could hear fine. But okay, but so I, you know, so.
But a mass, I don't need kavana because I enjoy myself?
No, yeah, because I did a masa achila.
Right, that's, I don't need kavana.
Because you can't not have kavana to eat. You ate. You had kavana to eat. The only question is, how can I do the mitzvah?
The mitzvah, right.
So the masa mitzvah is eating. What's the masa mitzvah of shofar?
Ask the question.
Okay, one second. That doesn't answer the question on the kavana. Do I have to have kavana on, what do you call it?
You have to have a masa hamitzvah.
I'm gluten intolerant. This thing is going to make me sick for weeks. I can't stand eating matzah. They're going to force me to eat matzah.
Fine. You did a masa. You did a masa achila.
Agreed.
You did no.
So, I know. So I've no.
You did no. I don't agree. No.
I don't agree.
Absolutely not. If you ate the matzah, you ate the matzah. It's a masa achila.
Okay, but do I need kavana? My kavana.
You had kavana. You had kavana to eat. That's the point. If they forced it down, it's no different. The gluten is not any different than the case in the Gemara. He did a masa achila willingly. Doesn't mean
does.
Fine, but he chewed the food. The food went down. Okay, anyway.
You know, it's like Dr. Berkley said, I can be in the room and not listen.
No,
so just because you're hearing it doesn't mean
right.
You're listening. So.
Right. Okay, anyway, let's...
But Rabbi, if I was fed intravenous...
What, the matzah? There's no achila.
There's no achila.
You have to have achila. That's why you have the case of Gemara about moror, blo'o if you yotze, because there you need not just achila, you need te'ima. Right, you have to somehow get whatever that taste is. All right, okay. But by matzah, you don't need that. Okay. Okay, so there's a ksav yad of the Rav. So the ksav yad of the Rav is I typed something in here. Okay, so that's Grid B'Shem Rav Chaim. V'nei shamat, this is the Rav writing about Rav Chaim. V'nei shamat nipi Adoni Avi Mori V'Rabi Agon Shlita B'Shem Aviv Adoni, I guess Adoni Aviv Zal Hagona Chassid Zatzal, meaning Rav Chaim, meaning the Rav is saying, I heard from my father Rav Moshe Salvechik, and then Rav Chaim Salvechik. I think that's what that line means. Shehiksha, am I being on Kavana Shomer Mashmiya B'Shofar Mitzvah L'Shmoa, right? Im Kein Lo Bein on Klal T'Kias HaMashmiya Shedesor Fagavya Shomer. Who needs that the Mashmiya and the Shemaya have to be connected. I'm standing there. I heard a nice tkiya, shvarim, true tkiya. I ate the matzah. Right? In other words, I did the activity. I listened to the right sounds. Okay?
He's saying that you would need the kavana only on the Lishmoa, not the Mashmiya.
You shouldn't need the Mashmiya.
At all, right.
The Mashmiya should make a difference. Okay. V'teiretz, Aleph. Daftikia mitzvah vishmiya, mikomoko masa mitzvah vitkiya. Oh, yes, the mitzvah is to hear it. But you have to have a masa mitzvah. The masa mitzvah is not listening. The masa mitzvah is getting out to tkiya. So if you don't have a masa mitzvah to get to tkiya, somebody's just blowing for some other reason, there's no masa mitzvah, there's a masa shira. Right? There's no masa tkiya, there's a masa shira, or masa mislamed. That's not a masa mitzvah. The fichach. Bina kavana shomer shmiya. That's one.
But
second,
Rabbi, if you're saying on the matzah that you yotzei the mitzvah just by eating, well, here you've got the same thing. The guy's blowing. He's blowing it correctly. He's doing the matzah mitzvah. It's got to be the same.
Okay. So what the question is? What's the chefza necessary of that you're hearing? What are you hearing? If you're hearing somebody blow music. That's not a real tkiya. It just sounds like tkiya, right? What if I what if I hear somebody play a tkiya on the radio? Nobody's going to say yotzi with that. So that's the point. It's playing an instrument. Okay, so it's a tkiya. It's from a shofar, but it's not.
But right.
And the recording is also exactly right. And the recording is exactly right. The recording is the same thing. It has the same exact sound.
The recording doesn't count. But this is a maaser mitzvah.
So if he blows it for the sake of music, that's not the same sound. That's exactly the point. It just sounds like the same sound. It sounds like the sound of the radio or the recording. But it's a qualitative difference. This is blowing the shem mitzvah. It's not blowing the shem mitzvah. mitzvah. This is blom l'shem tekiah. This is blom l'shem shir. Okay, anyway, that's the point. You need, he says, masa mitzvah having tekiah. You have to blow for the sake of the mitzvah. Yeah, that's one.
Someone had blown it, you didn't have a chauffeur. All you had was a recording. Would be okay?
How are you going to do that on Yontif anyway?
That's not the question.
Of course not. Of course not. That raises all the questions, all the, you know, there are a lot of people who think you could be Yotzei Abdullah over the phone. Okay, so there is one I think, posek, who thinks, okay, do it, better than nothing. Okay, but, okay. Meaning, not Bracha Vatola, at least, according to that posek. Okay, according to most posek, it's Bracha Vatola. What do you, I mean, unless they're listening to your Havdalah that you're saying anyway, and now the...
I mean, okay. You can find situations, okay, let's, guys in Israel blowing shofar after Yontif, and it's time for your shofar blowing gear, and you hear it.
What are you hearing?
You're hearing the sound over the shofar.
You're hearing the radio.
Right.
That's not a sound, the shofar. That's not good.
Echo. You're not Yotzei, it's an echo of it.
It's an echo. It's worse than an echo.
If you're blowing the battery.
That's... Right. Okay. So anyway, that's what terrace number one is that. Terrace number two, bays. The below kavanah shomea mashmiah v'shomea stam misasek. Then also klum. If you don't have kavanah both, then the listener is just considered to be hearing something along the way. Meaning, if they're not connected, then it's like he's hearing some random noise, even though it's a real sound of the shofar. But if both kavanah both. Okay. Ube'emes. The dots mean I skipped, right? But I'm just going to cut to the main points here. Ube'emes mitztarfim. L'chado terutza. He joins together. The shmir b'yatzmo have master klal. Listening by itself is zero. It's like listening to radio, listening to a recording, listening to somebody blow music. Somebody told me, they didn't send it to me, somebody told me that there's a video, this is not from this year, an audio video, whatever it is, of somebody playing Avinu Malkeinu on the shofar. Avinu Malkeinu on the shofar, that niggun with the shofar. Okay, he's a skilled guy. Okay. So music. So there's music. That's music. Ubino la tkiya la masa mitzvah. You need tkiya to be masa mitzvah. The belief tkiya on mikra eno so masa kla. Without the tkiya, there's no masa at all. Havi masasek. Varach la masa mitzvah tzrichim l'chavonas shomea. Right. So the masa mitzvah again. This he combines it. Masa mitzvah has to be done by the tokeya, which has to be done l'shma. It has to be do it for the sake of the listener. Right. But of course, if there's no listener. So what's the, there's no listener. Kadesh's Taref. So this is a parenthetical comment, but I added in because it's important. She's Taref Hashmei L'masa Mitzvah Dat Kiya. The point, the listener has to be connected to Masa Mitzvah. He can't just be connected to the sound. That's Loshir, L'Islamed, or the radio, or whatever it is. That doesn't count, right? He has to be connected. Okay. So, what is it?
I'm blowing for myself.
So fine. So you're connected.
Right, but
then you're connected. You're blowing, and unless you have a mind not to be able to yourself, which hard to do that. Okay, I guess if you had did that, that raises a different question. So there's a little short piece. If we have time at the end, I'll do it. But there's a whole question about can you be yotzi something automatically? So that comes up by the bracha of Sfiras Omer. That's not what's brought down here, but it's Bracha Somer. Maybe you'll say the Bracha Sfiras Omer or the Bracha of Hallel just by hearing it. In which case, now you can't say it anymore. You hear the Chazan say Bracha of Hallel, so go to Hallel. Don't continue, right? Haluka. You hear the Bracha of Sfiras Omer, just start counting Hayom Yom. Don't. Okay, so what's the Teret? So the Rav Zatzal used to say the Bracha at the same time as the for Hallel. I mean, Sfiras Omer, Mestam, he always counted the one to count. But count. Other people could say Baruch Hashmo, but the Rav didn't say Baruch Hashmo, so that wasn't a solution for him. Baruch Hashmo interrupts the Baruch. Okay, so, this I wrote, Kim HaMitzvah Hu Hashmia, right? The Kim Mitzvah is listening, but the Masa Mitzvah is at the Kiya. So it has to be connected. The Tokeya has to have in mind the Mitzvah and you, the listener, have to have in mind the blower who's blowing your what you need, the Masa Mitzvah is the Kiyah, and the Kiyah Mitzvah is the Shmi. Okay. Okay. Now there's no explanation, side two. Explain Rav Chaim is Din and Shomea Ka'ona, based on the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor is like this. So he talks about Rav Zera, right, same thing. The Ish, the Sodom Lomad, the low figure of Zera, Al Durava. Right? Remember, Rava said, no new kavana. Rav Zera said, blow up new kavana. So he said, the Balamo says, no machlokas. Delom Rav Zera achevin v'italu mitzvah el shesor kavana l'shma l'shmiya l'shum t'kiya shofar kol dehu. Not for the mitzvah. But we have to know. I have to know you're blowing for me. You have to know you're blowing for me. That's, we have to be connected. Not l'shem mitzvah. Afilu shelo l'shem mitzvah. Uliolam kavanas mitzvah lobinan. That's what Rava says, right? Avol be'inan kavana l'shma l'shmiya yislin kavana l'shma l'shmiya, right? So then, I wrote, tzorachat kiyo rak l'masa mitzvah v'lo l'kiyuma, meaning, if you don't have a bal tekeya blowing, you don't have masa mitzvah, right? The kiyum mitzvah does not require kavana l'shem mitzvah. The blower has to have kavana l'shem mitzvah, otherwise it's not a good kiyah. The listener has to have kavana to hear the sound. Which sound? The sound which was in masa mitzvah. Akein l'binan kavana l'tzeis d'chovaso, k'mon shemei l'shmiel, l'tkiyas kol, shofar b'l'vad, after the sound of shofar b'l'vad, and not necessary l'shem mitzvah. Okay. The Rambam does not agree with that. The Rambam says that you need kavana, and Rashi says, you need kavana, right? Rashi, the Rambam, that was the first one we learned. You need kavana, l'shem mitzvah, right? This is the Rashi on Rav Zera. Ichvan v'tokalei tzkav l'shul shmi. We read that inside. So the Rav referenced also the Rambam Hilchos Megillah. Same rule. Hakoreis ha-Megillah v'lo kavana lo yotza. If you read the Megillah without kavana, la yotza. Keitzer ha-Kosva dor shemagia. You're writing it, or you're learning it, or you're checking it. And kivon libo lo yotza is b'kriya yotza. What's wrong over here? What's wrong over here? So you think about this. This is a phenomenal thought. What did the Rambam say? Go back to the Rambam. Look at the Rambam on top page 1. Halacha Dalet. The Rambam, you know, has no extra words. Right? We know that. The Rambam has no extra words. So read the Rambam and leave a word out. You missing anything? Hamisasek b'skiya shofar lo yotze dechovaso. Why do you do it l'slamed? Because l'slamed is a negative, it's a negative kavana. It's not that I'm just blowing stam. I'm blowing dafka for a reason. All right. So now go turn to the other page. Hagrid sharei tokel l'slamed. This is a quote. I copy what he said. Tokel l'slamed ainu rosa kol ha-shofar. He doesn't care about the sound. El aminas atzmo. He's training. So I said, like singing scales. Okay, so Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, I get up in the morning before I come to shul, I sing scales. What do I sing scales? I sing, you know, whatever, scales. And I also sing part of davening. You know, the hard parts of davening. I sing to try to, like, get my range, whatever it is, all right? So that's not davening. What I'm saying, there's words. That's not davening at all. I have no, you know, intent to daven at that point. My intent is only to practice so I could daven later, right? So that's exactly what I wrote, like singing scales. I wrote that, the Rav didn't write that, but I think that's the point. He doesn't have in mind to blow the shofar at all. He only has in mind to train himself to blow the shofar. Oh, sounds are coming out? Okay. So, let's suppose, and I don't know, this might be possible, let's suppose that you could practice blowing shofar and you stick in a towel in the other end. And you practice. And nothing comes out. Is the practice not as valid? I never did it, right? I don't know. When I practice, I want to know something came out. But why? Not to be yotzei the sound. I want to know that my practicing is working, right? So you practice blowing shofar. You want sound to come out to make sure. Okay, my mouth is good. The hole is good. You know, whatever is, you know, that I'm breathing properly. Okay. So, but that's all. So therefore, the Islamid, according to the Rambam, is the Rav said, is a negative kavana, right? It's not stam that the Rambam said l'slamed. So masasa b'tkiyas shofar stam might be okay. But if I'm doing it l'shir, that's a good question, right? So I don't know, the Rav didn't say this in at least not written here, what if it was l'shir? What's the case? What is that? So I don't know the answer what the Rambam would hold. Right? The Rambam says l'slamed. According to this notion that the Rav said l'slamed means dafka, that's telling you it's a negative kavana not to be yotzei mitzvah because I'm doing it just for the purpose of practicing and I don't care about the sound. So that's not true in Lashir. Lashir, I do care about the sound, I'm doing the Lashir. Okay, so then you have to decide, Mr. Shkron, not from Kavana, it could be, we have no idea, it could be the Ramban hold, okay, maybe it's a Lashir, that you would be Yotzei, in the end. He might hold that. Okay, one more piece, very short piece. Let's see if I can find it, where did I do it? Here it is. This is the shortest piece I can remember in the whole sefer. Mitzvah Sriyas Kavana Bepeh. I'm just going to read. L'mir l'mandi amar Mitzvahs Kavana humuchuyav lomar bepeh shumachavin l'shem mitzvah v'lo sagmach shov l'vav v'seisi de mitzvah. This is the other extreme. Right? One extreme was, I mentioned, that if you had the bracha, yotzi automatically. Right? This is the other extreme. If you don't say, I want to be yotzei in the mitzvah, I'm not yotzei. The yesh lachush, the yesh rishonim, the lo sag machshava, the kavana, that made machshava is not enough. And he quotes chulin, b'chora, he quotes a bunch of places without, you know, going into detail. Hachanam yesh lomad, got mitzvah through his kavana, the binon dibur, dafka. In this kavana, you have to dafka say, have a kavana. V'chei nogin ha'olam, lo mar b'peh, hinini mucha namazuma l'kai mitzvah saseh. Interesting, right? So that's why, before certain mitzvahs, we don't do it for every mitzvah, but maybe we do. Maybe you should do it for every mitzvah. So this raises a question. I don't know the answer before Pesach. Sorry, I don't have a question. When I was growing up, before every kos, we would sing Ruchim Zun L'Kayim Mitzvah Saseh Shel Kos. Okay. I don't do it anymore because it seemed to me from the lumdus of it, it's an interruption between what it's on. Meaning, so Kiddush is okay. You say it before Kiddush and then you go. But then you have all Magid, and then before the Hagafah, you got to say that. You say before Magid. Maybe, all right? So, okay, but anyway, that's, I grew up, we used to sing it, we like to sing a lot, so we used to sing that. Okay, but think about it. So before Tzitzis, before Talis, before Tefillin, before Lulav, before Sfiras Omer, before Sukkah, before, maybe, okay, I don't do before Chizmatza, but you could. Then you have to do before you go to wash.
Right. Yes,
before you go to wash.
As he explained the Gemara.
No, okay, fine. Okay. Oh, you mean because you don't need. Okay. No, he's saying according to the one who says, L'mandi Omar Mitzvah Kavana. According to that one. Now, that Gemara is, you don't need Kavana for Mitzvah, right? Okay. Ki lo sagi machshava lo tzeis gereda. Okay. Lo sagi gam bozesh mach reason beis hakneses kolechayim lo yichavim lo tzeis. Now that he says, it's not enough that they announce in shul have a mind to be yotzei. Very radical idea. Everybody in shul before shofar should say, have a mind, maybe it would help, right? Have a mind to be yotzei, right? Right? And of course I would have to say, have a mind to be yotzei, all 100 kolos from beginning to end without a hefsek. That might be a valuable thing. I'll write it out for people to say. Right? Right. Okay, but anyway, so we don't pass in that way. The Rav did have several instructions, which we follow, you know, some of these instructions. Instruction was before to announce that everybody should have a mind to be Yotzei, the Baal Koresh, the Baal Tekir have a mind to be Motzi. We say it's by Megill also. The Baal Koresh have a mind to be Motzi, everybody should have a mind to be Yotzei, and not to be Mavsik in the middle, and so on and so forth. Okay. What's not raised here at all is a side issue. Maybe it's not a side issue, but it's not part of this, it's not part of the global mitzvah, is we hold you're supposed to know what's coming. Meaning you're supposed to have in mind, this is the tekiah before Shvarim Truah, this is the tekiah after Shvarim Truah, this is the tekiah before Shvarim. I said, how do you know? Because you're following the Machzer. Okay, so let's suppose somebody is not aware, a sick person, old person nursing home, blind person, Rachman Otzlan, right? Okay, so they yotzei, they whatever, they yotzei. But certainly it's better, one should keep, I would say, it's better keep your finger on the place, right? That you follow exactly what you're up to. And you know, it'd be mostly the key before, the key after, and so on. So some, you know, everybody's got their different ways of doing things in terms of makri. So there are some places where the makri claps after every line. And some of the makri claps after every section. Right? Okay. Nobody claps after every, because you don't clap after every tekiah, you call it out, right? But this way you know what you're up to, meaning we finish this section, we're up to here, right? So there is room to say, well, maybe you should do it after every line. So when you get to the next kiyah, you know it's not the kiyah after, because let's suppose the kiyah after is a little weak, and now the makri paskind, it's good, and you don't know what he paskind, and what do you think the next kiyah is? I'm not sure it's the last one or the next one, right? Okay, so we don't do that. You know, I think people get like a little irritated if you get, too much clapping on the bimah. But there is a note, there is this idea of trying to keep track of where the Baal Pekei is up to know what exactly he's up to, have in mind what he's doing, and that I'm being listening. So that's a kavana beyond what's being spoken about here, that I have kavana actually not just a global shofar, but actually each tekiah and tekshua and so on, to be able to say what's up, what's coming up next.